Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night.
The legendary Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. That's one of his best songs ever. Moondance. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ellen Rohr is our guest. Ellen Rohr, R-O-H-R.com, EllenRohr.com. You can find all of her books there, including my favorite, Where Did the Money Go? Ellen, thanks again for being here. Folks, I encourage you to find out all the things that Ellen does. You'll thank me later. She can help you if you're trying to run your business better. A number of different things, areas that she helps you with. Ellen, you're giving us a little bit of a tour of the legendary Zig Ziglar.
Did you ever meet him or see him speak?
I did not meet him. I have a friend who worked for him.
Really?
Yeah, and he was like people who were Zig Ziglar devotees were cultish.
He is irresistible. His message is irresistible in his stories, but apparently,
and folks, I always talk about Ellen being a force.
Yeah.
And buckle your seatbelts. But apparently, you're now notorious down there.
I am notorious.
Because you got a little, you mixed it up with him a little bit down there, didn't you?
I did. I'm an opinionated person. And
no.
Can you imagine? And when you go to one of these things, I go to a lot of training. I listen to a lot of speakers. I fill my mind with good thoughts. And then you pull them through your filter, right, Jim?
Right.
And you decide. Ultimately, you are the one in charge of your business. Don't let anybody else, me or Jim or any of these wonderful people in the Brain Trust, be senior to your own understanding.
She's right.
And so I do that when I go, but I want to tell you something that they caught about me, which is really fun too. I had a bit of a tussle with Tom Ziglar, Zig Ziglar's son, when they talk a lot about attitude, and I've got an issue with the word attitude. Now, I think my attitude is important, and I work on it every day. I listen to good radio shows like yours, and I read good books, and I don't listen to too much bad news. I'm very selective about my thoughts. This has been a lifelong discipline. What I do not do is talk to other people about their attitude because it's none of my business. And that includes people who work for me. And I see so many managers make this mistake about having the attitude conversation because this is how the attitude conversation usually goes. I don't like your attitude. And the other person says, my attitude's fine. No, it's bad. No, it's really good. No, I'm telling you, your attitude's bad. Well, it sounds like you have an attitude towards me. Because the word attitude, what does it even mean? Do you see where I'm going?
Well,
when you talk about attitude with an employee, what I would suggest instead is that you get behavioral. It is not all right for you to yell at a customer. It's a behavior.
Right.
And that you can address. Do you see the difference?
Well, that's not attitude. That's yelling. I mean, attitude. When I think of attitude, I mean, I take it someone who, you know, always, you know, the eye rolling or the
they're
dismissive or they're rude or something like that.
Those are all behaviors. And when we get specific about behaviors, now we can have a conversation about something. And there's a
I disagree with you a little bit because I like
sure you did.
Like,
so did Tom.
I like handy words. I like words that are handy. And handy words are words that when you use one word, it tells you tells you a lot about what's going on.
You and I would fuss in this class too. I tell you where we got together.
Can you go back? Folks, no. If whatever Ellen wants you to do, whatever she tells you to do, do it because she's really smart. But don't bring her name up when you go to Zig Ziglar.
I'll tell you where Tom Ziglar really shined here because what he did was masterful. He and I disagreed on some tactical ways to use that word and to have a conversation with your team members. What he did that was so amazing and wonderful is he said, well, let's go to the point where we agree. And as you go higher up, why would someone want to do what you want them to do anyway? What's your why? What's their why? Can you help people find their goals? And when you do, aren't things like showing up on time and wearing the uniform put in their proper scope? And the answer was yes. And, you know, the next day, he even sent me a blog by Seth Godin that confirmed both of our points. It was masterful training.
Mm-hmm.
That I really, really appreciated, as much as the chance to have some
good discourse.
It's called
intellectual honesty.
Yeah, it was great.
Intellectual honesty is a trait, is a behavior that we need to have more of these days.
That's what's so cool about surrounding yourself with people who will have the bigger conversations.
Yeah.
You and I are not aligned politically on a lot of levels.
That's right.
When we sit side by side, what did someone say? You don't have to see eye to eye to walk elbow in elbow, to walk hand in hand. That is what creates the conversation and the grit in the oyster to manufacture the
pearl.
But
if you're intellectually honest, you'll see their position from their mm-hmm. side, and even to the point where if you had to for a little while, you could take their position.
Yep.
Just a little while.
I totally get this, and it's so important for us to not just fall behind.
Write people off.
And to be careful with the handy words.
Yeah.
Because some of those handy words do need to be unpacked a little bit. I found that one of the highlights of being in that environment. And the trust that you build up being there for a few days. If you haven't gone away to conference or seminar, you might look into this particular one. It was so good.
Hey, Ellen, thank you for the report. And as always, it's good to have you here. Give us the website one more time, please.
Ellen Rohr, ELLENROHR. And then Ziglar.com, ZIGLAR. Is that it? Do we have another segment?
No, we're done. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.